This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up later in the month, NAMI Walks Douglas with an event happening on Saturday, May 16th. Barb Hofford from the local group, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so first of all, what is NAMI? What's it stand for?
NAMI stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's our nation's largest advocacy, education, and support organization for individuals and their families of people who have mental illness.
So how'd you get involved in all this?
Well, many years ago, I was working at the at that time, the Douglas County Mental Health as a nurse, and I met a lot of families who came in with their loved one and said, what are we going to do? How long is this going to last? What is their expectancy, or what are we supposed to do? And I saw people who really were struggling with that, as people do when they receive a diagnosis of mental illness or their family member does. And I learned about NAMI and that they had education for families to learn about what it means to have a mental illness and how to support that person, how to take care of yourself when you're trying to take care of a person with a mental illness. And it just spoke to me. And later in my life, I've had family members with mental illness, and it's been really helpful to me and helpful to the people who we've been able to work with in NAMI.
So what percentage of people struggle with some level of mental illness?
1 out of 4 adults, surprisingly, maybe, have some type of mental health condition. And even children, 1 out of 5 kids over 8 are dealing with some kind of mental health condition. Of course, we see a lot of kids with ADD, ADHD, and even depression, anxiety, a lot of things. And of course, as adults, we see that too. And there is help out there. Treatment works, and NAMI's an advocate for helping those people and their families.
So what is NAMI Douglas specifically involved with?
Well, we have 2 monthly meetings. The first Monday of the month, we have a regular meeting for anybody, people who have mental health conditions and their families or people just interested. It's at the Vine Street Baptist Church from 6 to 7:30. So today we'll have a meeting. And then on the third Thursday of the month at the ADAPT office from 6 to 7:30, we have the office on Madrone Street, I should say. We have a support group that is just for family members. It's a safe place for them to come and express their frustrations or their struggles or whatever they're dealing with, and we provide support for them and try to just be there for people and walk with them, because we've walked that same path.
And speaking of walk, you've got a walk on the 16th. Tell us about that.
We do. NAMI nationally for years has had a NAMI walk that people across the United States get together. It's their largest fundraiser. It helps raise awareness for mental illness and tries to reduce the stigma around mental illness. And this year, NAMI Douglas, our local chapter, it's our first time that we are going to have an actual walk. We've done virtual walks, but this time we're actually going to meet at the courthouse at 9 o'clock on the 16th of May and get together and do a walk just around town. It's a little less than a mile, so it's not a huge time or energy commitment, but we hope to raise money and awareness and reduce stigma through our walk.
And you are asking participants to do some fundraising. Where does that money go?
That money goes to support the programs that NAMI does. All of our programs, we have wonderful education for families. We have education for peers, for people who have mental illness. We have programs for veterans. We have programs that go into the schools. And all of these programs are provided free, and they're done by volunteers. So we're pretty, we appreciate donations, because that helps make those materials available that we're able to give out to people.
So again, that event, The Walk, is the 16th. Where can people find out more about that or about your local group?
Well, if you go to namidouglas.org, you can find our organization, and just nami.org will get you lots of information about mental illness, and through that you can find our local chapter.
All right, Barb Hofford from NAMI Douglas, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.